the ISIS capital, and a terrorist training camp. Holly Williams got inside Syria with Kurdish forces fighting ISIS on the ground.
We crossed the river Tigris into Syria.
Bayanibash.
And in under an hour,
that's the last town that's under Kurdish control.
Our convoy came under fire. We took cover in a village of mud brick huts. Nearly all of the residents have fled the fighting.
Our cars just came under fire as we were driving along that road over there. We've taken shelter in this village, Mahmudin. ISIS positions are about a mile in that direction and they're trying to capture the village.
But Commander Omran Hussein is still here and he led us to safety. Hussein has just 40 soldiers. 10 of them are women. Some of them teenagers. It's not enough, the commander told us, but they're all I have.
Are your female soldiers, are they good fighters?
There's no difference between the men and the women, he said. Some of the women are better fighters than I am.
At just 19 years old, Akina Akin is already battle-hardened.
ISIS has kidnapped women. We hear many reports of them raping women, of them forcing women to marry their commanders. Are you frightened about what might happen if you're captured?
I'm not afraid, she told us. I'll blow myself up before I let them catch me. The fighters in Mahmudin are Kurdish Syrians. Like ISIS, they're Muslims, but they practice a very different version of Islam. That's not the real Islam, she said. I'm a Muslim too, and there's nothing in the Quran about killing children and women.